It's now time for the MLB.com Cut Forecast. Cut Forecast. The Cut Forecast. It's a cast from Cut 4. Here it is.
Hello and welcome to the Cut Forecast. I'm Dakota Gardner. I'm joined, as always, by the returning Gemma Kaneko.
Yes, I have returned.
You have returned. Jake was sitting there last week. It was a little stressful. Not gonna lie.
For all of us.
For all of us. You were skiing in Vail.
Yes, I was.
That was exciting.
It was exciting.
Yeah, you were complaining about it before you left, too, which is
I'm going
to put you on blast for.
If you want to talk about that more in detail, you can tweet at me, and I'll tell you why. But it's not for the pod.
We are also hashtag blessed this week to be graced by the presence in signature green hoodie and all of Ian K.
I heard you wanted more ocean takes.
Yeah, that's the people demanded more ocean takes. My dad actually listened and he was like, Ian's crazy. And I was like, yes, he is.
No, you're right about the ocean.
I don't know. I don't.
It's a nightmare place. Did you read that story in New York Magazine? It's a nightmare place.
What story in New York Magazine?
It's a nightmare ocean story.
The guy who killed his mom on the boat?
Yeah.
Oh,
allegedly yeah. Murdered his mother
on
the boat.
Yes.
We're also actually the backup long reads podcast. So when they miss something, we actually do the same thing. But we have some baseball to get to. This is the Cup Forecast. We talk about baseball.
Ostensibly, yes.
That's theoretically what we're about, and soccer. The Braves announced a new mascot, and we have some takes on the new mascot.
Yes.
The Athletics announced some new jerseys, and we have some takes on their new jerseys, but we like those. And certain individuals are inducted into a certain state's Hall of Fame. Not the baseball Hall of Fame, but a state Hall of Fame. And certain individuals on our podcast have strong takes about that as well. But before we get to all of that, it is time to talk about Mets fan Callie, who is, I believe we described her in one of our posts, as a first ballot internet Hall of Famer herself. She DM'd the Mets, or she tweeted at the Mets that she wanted to have her prom photos taken at Citi Field with her favorite player. The Mets decided to just issue this challenge that if she got 500,000 retweets on her tweet, that they would allow her to do that. And she did. Spoiler alert. And the Mets sent Mr. Met to come celebrate with her. It was generally really amazing. And it's going to happen. So, Gemma, what do you think about this? Do you like the idea of prom photos being taken at Citi Field?
I love it. I think it's really adorable. Great job, Callie. This is very original because unlike everyone else from her year who's going to have the same, like, here we are on stairs together prom photo, you know, you're basic, whatever. The boy-girl, like, ascending thing that happens or whatever. So, super lame. She is going to have these really cool prom photos at Citi Field with some players, TBD, so far. Maybe Mr. Met will be there. Mr. Met was not in my prom photos. That would have been way cooler, so.
I would have, like, if I were her, I would have rather gone to prom with Mr. Met than had my photos taken.
I think Mr. Met would be a good prom date.
He seems like a great prom
date. You know who'd be a better prom date?
Mrs. Met?
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
Mrs. Met is clearly the most fun. I would go to prom with Mrs. Met.
Mrs. Met, they're both great. They should come. That should have been it. They should both go to the prom together, Mr. and Mrs. Met.
So what you're saying is actually Callie should have just invited a separate couple to her own prom.
Yeah, like, you know, like you were saying, like, it's the group, you all meet and you take the photos, get the limo together. Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Met should be part of that. And you can still make this happen. I'm just saying. Ian, what did you think about this?
I thought it was great. I'm usually, like, not into the prom stunts. The, like, oh, let me ask you to go to prom in, like, an extremely extravagant...
The promposal?
Yeah, the promposal. yeah, I'm anti that, but I'm in favor of this. I agree, like, you know, baseball stadiums are not always used for baseball, and we should use them for other things when they're not. And prom photos are as good of an idea as any.
Yeah.
So I feel like we were all just a little bit too old for the promposal trend.
Yes.
Is that why you don't like it? Because you didn't get a chance to, like... spell out, will you go to prom with me in flaming gasoline? I don't know what kids do. Probably not that. That seems really dangerous.
That's Gemma's idea for a prom.
I don't know. That's what I mean. Obviously, I missed this boat. So.
That's because she's from Detroit. So that's obviously why hers is automobile themed
and on fire.
Wow.
That was, I thought that's where that was going, honestly. So
I went to a lot of proms. I was asked to come. I asked other people to come.
I went to a lot of proms.
Humble bragging about prom.
I went to so many proms. I went to the most proms.
Some are my school, some are other school. It's not a big deal.
I went to one prom.
I went to two and hated both. I was also the worst prom date in the world. So
did you wear joggers? Is that why?
No, I just thought. I dressed up as Russell Westbrook. Yeah, no. It was like, I just didn't want to be there. I didn't like the whole concept, and I definitely didn't want to dance, and was just generally a negative Nancy. And yeah, so,
having gone to a couple of weddings with Dakota, he does not like to dance.
Nothing has changed.
It's true.
He does not like to dance.
I also like prom is kind of lame, just in general. Yeah, so I think that you should ask someone to go with you to prom, and if they don't want to go, then
you should ask Mr. Matt.
You should have that in that case. I think prom polls is like a bit extravagant, sets you up for a letdown potentially.
Yeah, and just it puts the person you're asking in an awkward position.
Yes, yes.
But it also, okay.
Uh-oh.
As someone who is on record as against public marriage proposals.
The stakes are much lower.
I feel like when you're a teenager and you get all swept up in those feelings, it gives you a chance to kind of do this with much lower stakes. So you can kind of lean into feeling those feelings without being rejected the way you would be if you were proposing marriage. So,
but
and it lets you feel like, oh, I'm doing this big romantic gesture in a rom-com in a sense that I might actually not even speak to this person 3 years from now because I'll be in college and everything changes, whatever, whatever.
I think I'm actually remembering there was a promposal in my friend group.
Wow.
It did go wrong.
Oh, no.
There was one of my friends, this guy we were also friends with at the time, wanted to go to prom with her. And if I remember correctly, he spelled out prom ? In like rose petals on the front porch of her house.
Ooh.
And she conditionally accepted his proposal because she said she would go to him unless she started dating one of our other friends, which could happen. And it ended up happening in between when he promposed and the prom. So she ended up not going with the guy who promposed.
Oh.
That is the most high school story possible.
Yes, it's very high school. Oh.
I also, now that I remember it, I went a bit too far in the other direction where I asked a girl to go to prom with me when, like, we were on the stairs. In our high school, there were like, you know, maybe 6 or 8 steps, and there's like a railing in the middle. And I was going down the stairs, and she was going up the stairs. And I was like, hey, do you like want to go to prom? And I'm like on my way down. She's on her way, and she's now like past me at this point. But she did end up going with me. So it worked.
Yeah. Both times I went with
friends. I kind of wish I put a little more thought into it.
Both times I went with friends, and I don't even remember it. It was like, it would have been one of those things where I just cat like you did. Like, it was like they were sitting at lunch. I was like, hey, you want to go to prom? And then it was like, yeah, okay, great.
Yeah.
So I was truly horrible from start to finish in the entire process. But I just want to say, if you're in high school and you're listening, you're not ever going to really think about your prom again. So
unless you go with a baseball mascot, in which case you should really aim for that memory because, as you can see from the three of us, we're just like, whatever.
Also,
no, you go ahead.
Especially the photos. Like, the photos that you take will be the worst part.
Yes.
Because you'd like to not think about prom again, but there are these photos that just memorialize it for all time and are probably public. So do the photos in a baseball stadium and they'll be good no matter what.
Yes.
I do have fun. I have fond memories of my photos. I wore a pink vest with my tux. I do have, and was insulted by a member of the United States government.
If I was gonna do it now, I would have gone way over glam.
Yeah.
Like, I realize now that never again, probably in my life, since I'm not a celebrity, will I have a chance to just get really dressed up for essentially no reason.
Mm-hmm.
So
they should just have the prom at Citi Field.
Yes, and then invite us so I can get really dressed up for no reason.
Like, right? Isn't that the obvious move?
Remember when we invented the Met Gala, but like the Met?
The Mets Gala. I do remember the Mets Gala.
Yeah, we should just have that. Let's all have that. Callie, you're invited. Mr. Met, you're invited.
Oh my God, yes. What a good idea.
Mrs. Met is the Anna Wintour of the whole thing. So.
Mrs. Met is the Anna Wintour of Major League Baseball.
Weird take, but okay.
It's true. Who else would be?
I mean, I feel like she seems more approachable. I don't know.
I like Anna Wintour.
Yeah, I'll me too, it. But I'm scared of her. Let me be
go
honest.
Go watch, what is it? The September issue. Yeah, go watch that. Good documentary. Okay, let us move on.
The Devil Wears Prada.
This is the prom cast? It's the prom cast, actually.
The prom slash Vogue cast. Yeah. Okay, the Braves, the Mets' rivals, they did not want to be outdone by Cali and the Citi Field photographs. They decided this week at Chop Fest, which is a thing, to introduce their new mascot, Blooper, who is a sort of tannish, muppety figure. I don't really know how to describe his look. You should go to MLB.com/cut4 and you can see a photo of him. They asked a Braves fan named Connor Paul, who's I don't think related to any of the Pauls.
Any famous Paul.
Any famous Paul. And he said, quote, "It's like Orbit and the Fanatic had a baby," which I think sounds like kind of a fair description of what this mascot looks like. Ian, do you have thoughts on Blooper, the new Braves mascot?
Well, first of all, congratulations to Alf for becoming employed again.
Wow. Ice cold.
My only thoughts, and this goes for all mascots, is I just hope it's something new and original in the way that Orbit certainly was. Like, the Fanatic kind of was the standard for a long time, and I think that Orbit has maybe gained that sort of level of recognizability, and he does something different than the Fanatic does. You know, he's sort of definitely has his own personality as, you know, even more of a prankster. You know, you definitely, like, there's things that if I told you a mascot did this, like made a sign to troll Mike Trout or something, only Orbit would have done it. And I just hope that Blooper finds his own voice and his own antics and his own personality. You know, and even if he's a baby of, was that a baby of Orbit and the Fanatic?
That's not a real thing. That's was just a fan.
Oh, a fan. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I hope that he incorporates the best of what they do, but I hope he has his own personality.
Yeah, I agree with that. Gemma, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of a strange, okay, so this is just some mascot genetics, but Blooper is beige, right? And Orbit and the Fanatic are green.
Yeah.
So, questionable descriptor.
This fan, no, I agree with the fan. Like, yeah. he looks, definitely looks like the Fanatic, for sure.
He has Fanatic characteristics, yeah.
But he's shaped a little bit more like Orbit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, the Fanatic has the belly, but Orbit is just kind of, like, stockier.
Yeah. Also, a weird thing about Blooper is that he doesn't have a mouth.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I guess that's fine because generally mascots don't speak very much. Mm. So maybe this is an evolutionary adaptation. I don't know. I'll be interested to see what happens with Blooper.
I like Blooper's name a lot because I think a lot of the, like, baseball themed mascot names like Slider and Dinger, they didn't quite land on what sounds like a mascot name. And Blooper sounds like a mascot name. And it also describes both a single and a mistake on the field. And so it's like, it's funny and, you know, that it can describe anything. So I think it's a good name.
I think mascot names should be like dog names, where it's like a semi-uncommon human name.
Like Ernest.
Yeah, this is our mascot, Sal.
Sal?
Is that the Yankees
mascot?
That's
just a guy. That's like the thing. Yeah, you know, like, isn't the Vikings mascot just like a guy dressed as a Viking?
No, it's like a Viking.
Is it a costume or is it just a guy, though?
No, it's a costume.
What am I thinking of? What team just has like a,
there's like Notre Dame.
Dude?
Notre Dame has a guy. Like West Virginia has a guy.
It's just like, but there's no, there's like costume pieces, but it's not like,
the
you know,
Patriots,
big and huggable.
Maybe, or do they have a, I don't remember.
Like,
yeah,
the guy who cuts trees, Portland
Timber
Timbers.
Joey.
Timber
yeah.
Joey.
Timber Joey.
Yeah, Timber Joey.
Sal.
That
Timber
would be
Joey.
Good.
That's what this is.
What
like.
would the Yankees version of Timber Joey be?
Sal.
It's, well, but what would he do? Because Timber Joey cuts a tree.
Well, I mean, like, there is Bald Vinny, that guy in the bleachers, who kind of is that.
Yeah, that's true. And, like,
it's
the
like
Timber
I'm gonna wear sunglasses and yell a lot.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Timber Joey, like, oh, they're in Portland, they cut down trees. What do New Yorkers do is scream at people.
I'm gonna
start doing their job.
Scream
at people while they're just doing their job. That's Bald Vinny.
Yeah, there you go.
That is, I don't know if I've complained about this, but I'm gonna do it right now. Why
do
not?
It.
I have an opening. Roll call is the dumbest tradition in the history of sports because you're taunting your own players while they're playing defense. What is the point of that? It's like you're trying to distract. I'm standing in the outfield And let's say I'm Brett Gardner, right? That's easy for me to imagine. So they're saying, you know, Dakota Gardner. I have to then wave at them while I'm waiting for my opponent, let's say Mookie Betts, who might be hitting a fly ball to me. I have to do both of these things simultaneously. Not a good idea.
Well, it's the most New York thing ever, which is I'm going to scream at you until you acknowledge me.
But see, that if you drop the baseball, they're all going to boo and yell at you. And so it's like it's your fault. Bleacher creatures, if I make a mistake on this.
Wow, play. Dakota's starting a fight with the bleacher creatures right now. Good luck to you. Look, in that battle.
I have love for the bleacher creatures. Aside from this, I think the bleachers are the best place to watch the game at Yankee Stadium, and they're the only place that I sit, which I will now do with those Groucho shades and the mustache. But I just think that the roll call itself is a terrible tradition.
Well, somebody's never been to the Legend seats, but
wow.
I think that
That's true. I have not.
It's a cool tradition because is it the only interactive tradition in the league? Like, the players are actually a part of it and do interact with the fans as part of it. So I think that's cool.
I guess. Yeah. I can't think of another one that's like that.
Yeah,
that's
actually about it.
That's a good point.
And I do like the players that wait and wait so that the bleacher creatures just chant their own name longer.
No, they're waiting because they're focused on their job. How would you like it if while you're sitting at your desk trying to type some email, if I stood behind you and shouted your name for 5 minutes while you're working on something really difficult that needs your focus?
I would just wave and you'd leave.
I hate it. I hate it more than anything. Okay, let us move on unless you guys have other blooper thoughts or just general thoughts about the bleacher creatures or roll call. Let's talk about the Oakland Athletics, who had a fashion show to debut their new alternate jerseys, which they will wear during the 2018 season, that are the classic Kelly Green look. And they actually had like this fashion show, runway show that was really fun. How do you feel about these jerseys? How do you feel about alternate jerseys in general or Kelly Green in general? Ian, you're wearing sort of not quite Kelly Green, but you're wearing a green hoodie. So I will ask you first.
Yeah, this is more of like a forest, I think.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of alternate jerseys for sure. I support like the soccer model where you should have a different jersey every single year.
Yeah.
And I think like, yeah, there's some elements of jerseys which are traditional and should always be incorporated, but I like the creativity. I like finding ways to sort of maintain the team's identity, but in a cool, new, modernized look. Mm-hmm. So I'm always in favor of it. And I think the green ones are great. That's a color you don't see a lot in baseball jerseys at all, really. And there's a few other sports that have more green, but I thought it's a cool color. I like that sort of shade. So I hope they wear it a lot.
You know who has Kelly Green jerseys? The Philadelphia Eagles. That's their throwbacks, but just, you know, want to throw that out there. Are you saying that the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl? Is that what you're saying?
Wow, this took a deep turn.
Am I saying that?
Yeah, you're wearing the green hoodie. You're saying you want to see more green.
I think the Eagles could win the Super Bowl.
Give me your prediction. We're going to air this before the Super Bowl. So what do you think?
I have not watched any of the NFL playoffs, but I think the Patriots will win the Super Bowl. Is my prediction.
Good prediction.
Yes.
Gemma, what do you think?
As you know, I am playing a game this year. The game, in fact. Which
the
is
big game?
The big game.
Yeah, Gemma's in the Super Bowl.
The big game is where you try to avoid knowing who won the Super Bowl for as long as possible. This is real. You can look this up. It's like a bunch of people play it every year, so I'm going to play it this year. So I have no prediction. I want to spoil it for myself.
How long do you think you can make
what?
It?
I think I'm going to make it. I think I'm going to, like, I don't want to predict something and then be tempted to check. You know?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's the worst cop-out ever. You have to make a prediction.
Well, the universe is unfair, so the Patriots probably. Yeah.
So are you not going to go to a Super Bowl party?
No, I'm not. I'm going to go shopping for furniture.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be
fun. You could say it.
Oh, you invited me to go shopping for furniture with you. I didn't realize it was during the Super Bowl.
She's going to a Swedish big box furniture store.
I also thought the Super Bowl was next Sunday. I honestly did, so... I was a little thrown off, but now I'm going to play the game. I'm not going to go to party. I'm going to do what I usually do on Sunday, which is read books and like chill out. It's going
to
be great.
I am going to the city of Philadelphia to watch the Super Bowl.
Wow.
With my father, who is an Eagles fan.
That'll be great.
It's a win-win for me because, as you know, the Patriots are my least favorite franchise in professional sports. And I do think they will win. But if they do, I get to watch my dad have his heart broken. as his favorite sports team loses.
Wow.
Which I will enjoy.
And if they win, so cold.
The Patriots get to lose, and I get to see my dad see his lifelong dream of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, whatever. So that is that's why I'm going. I'm very excited about it. But my prediction would be that the Patriots are going to win. Gemma, what did you think about these Athletics Kelly Green jerseys?
Oh, I love
not the Eagles Kelly.
I didn't
Green.
Even think about the Eagles at all when I looked at these jerseys. Didn't even occur.
I don't know.
To me.
I feel like they have the most famous Kelly Green jerseys.
I mean, I do think that there should just be more green overall in sports, like more bold colors, more bold and bright colors, because that's fun and interesting. I'm totally with Ian. I think there should be way more alternates. I even think that some of them that people should get experimental with them. I'm in on that. I really liked when the Pirates started doing their throwback uniforms on home Sundays. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's room for even more alternates. Just make it a Project Runway challenge. You
that
know?
Would be great.
Just do something really strange and bold and unique. I'm really into that.
I think the players should be able to mix and match on a daily basis with all the jerseys the team has.
Yeah,
that
who cares?
Like, for anyone.
Well, but who cares?
Yeah, it's not like football where you have to tell who's on what team. Like, you pretty much, there's not going to be much confusion about who you're trying to find in the field. And there was that year the Mets had like 120 uniform combinations or something.
That was good.
Yeah, just like give the players all of them and let them wear what they want.
Well, that's another reason to have more and different bold colors and uniforms, because a lot of teams have the like grays, whites, red, blue. So if your team, you're playing a team that also has that color combination, it could get a little confusing if you're just allowed complete free will.
Within reason.
Yeah.
I agree. There just need to be more alternate jerseys. Yeah. I agree with both of you. Just change them every year and have a million different jerseys. Because if you look at the NBA, they have like 7,000 different jerseys that they make for every single team. They don't even wear all of the jerseys that they design in the games. And I would love that. I think that would be really cool. They could do special city themed ones. Like, I remember the
really
Red Sox had like to commemorate the Boston bombing. They had like a special Boston shirt that was like the home jersey, but it said Boston. Like, just stuff like that. Just do more jersey experimentation. You can always go back to the original classic look. But why not try something new?
It's always there.
The sanctity of the game.
I'm sorry, you're right. We must respect the sanctity of the jersey game.
Well, I think that even the D-backs got experimental, right, with the snakeskin pattern on their uniforms.
Yeah.
And it's kind of grown on people now. People like it. And at first the reaction was like, what is this? But now I do think it's pretty fun.
This is the thing that teams need to understand, is that you can do something weird. You're going to get pushback. It's going to happen. Like, people are going to be like, this is hideous. This is terrible. What are you thinking? Yeah. It will happen. It will be both the cool kids and the you know, regular people. Everybody's just going to be like, I don't like this. And then a year later, everyone's going to be like, that's so great. I love it. I actually love it. There'll be like internet articles that are like in defense of, you know, the so-and-so's throwbacks. Like, there, and then it'll just be a thing. And then when you try to get rid of them, everyone's going to get mad. So be okay experimenting. Everybody will grow to embrace it.
Especially if they take adopt our soccer proposal, which is changing every year, then you really have it. So what? So this is the uniform for a year. Next year it's different.
You hate
move
it,
on.
Whatever. Like,
move on.
Suck it up next year. Okay, let us now talk about a podcast that is not the Cut Forecast. I want to talk about the StatCast podcast, hosted by Matt Myers and Mike Petriello. They talk about the magical technology of StatCast. You know what it does? Because I don't think we've talked about this before on one of these reads about the other podcasts that we do, is that what StatCast actually does, which is that it measures everything, and you can find out how far the baseball went. You can find out how fast somebody threw it. You can find out how fast somebody hit it. You can find out how many times the ball rotated before it went from the pitcher's hand to the catcher's glove. There's so many things that you can learn and see, and they're innovating all these new statistics. And Matt Myers and Mike Petriello will explain to you exactly why all of those numbers matter and what they mean. And more importantly, they'll just nerd out about all the baseball news. But like last week, I think they talked about Christian Yelich being traded to the Brewers and just generally like what's going on in baseball, because they're also two of just the nerdiest baseball guys who love baseball that I've literally ever met. Ian, you listen to this show regularly. What? Give me your elevator pitch of the StatCast podcast.
Well, my elevator pitch is that I sit right by Myers and Petriello, and every once in a while, there's like a divider between us, kind of. But every once in a while, they'll just get like really excited about a super nerdy baseball topic. And like it'll get not like contentious, but like they'll get heated up, and their voices will carry over to me. and like I'll learn a random thing just because they're yelling at each other about exit velocity or something. And that's pretty much what the podcast is. It's like a little window into if you are sitting with two guys who know a ton and really love baseball and figuring out how it works.
Yeah. There are a few people who the love of baseball and the knowledge of baseball merge quite in the same way as those two. Gemma, what is your favorite StatCast thing?
My favorite StatCast thing ever?
Ever.
Like metric? Like
anything,
moment of the
anything.
StatCast podcast? Well, I just...
Even letter in the word StatCast.
Well, I really just like talking to Matt and Mike because... Whenever I like ask them something, they're like, okay, actually here's the world's largest spreadsheet full of every piece of information you would ever need to know about this, and I actually love it. A friend of mine recently emailed me and was like, hey, how can I get back into baseball again? Like, I used to watch all the time. He's a Red Sox fan. He's like, after the Red Sox won the World Series in 2004, I kind of was like, all my dreams are accomplished. I don't have to pay attention to this anymore. But now he's trying to get back into it. So
pick a new team.
No, that's the best. No, he should not ever get back into it. I'm not saying that no one should watch baseball, but this
I'm out.
Person. Imagine just your whole life. You're like, I want the Red Sox to win. I want the Red Sox to win. They win. And then you're like, all right, well,
never
I'm done with that.
Yeah.
That's over.
Well, he used to play too, but now he has this new job and one of his coworkers is really into baseball. And he's like, oh, and I thought it'd be fun to like talk to him about it again. He's like, I realize I haven't kept up with it in years. And I was like, you should listen to the StatCast podcast because.
What is your friend's name?
I'll shout out to you, Alex Kaviten.
Alex, don't watch any more baseball. Don't listen to the StatCast podcast. Only you should never watch another baseball game. Everybody else listen to the StatCast podcast and watch as much baseball as possible. If you want to listen to the StatCast podcast, you can go to Apple Podcasts and type in StatCast podcast. It'll show up. You can click the big subscribe button or you can go to statcastpodcast.com. Let's talk. Not about StatCast. We're done. We're moving on. No more. Not till next week. The New Jersey Hall of Fame is a real thing. This is a real space that is occupied in three dimensions on planet Earth, the New Jersey Hall of Fame. Why am I bringing it up, you ask? No, it's not because Ian is from New Jersey. No, it is not because I currently live in New Jersey. It is because Al Leiter is being inducted into the New Jersey Hall of Fame, as is Meryl Streep, Shaquille O'Neal, and Albert Einstein. Actually, I think they might already be in the New Jersey Hall of Fame. So, but at any rate, how about the New Jersey Hall of Fame? I don't know why Albert Einstein is in the New Jersey Hall of Fame. Maybe you do, Ian.
Well, he lived there
for a long time.
I mean, he's not really a New Jerseyan.
What are you saying?
Like, would I go into the New Jersey Hall of Fame?
No, because you've lived there for like 10 minutes. He lived there for a long time.
Well, okay, but
he's not at Princeton.
Whatever. The question in the two of you is not actually about the New Jersey Hall of Fame, although
a theory that
yeah, come on. Also, what have you done to be in a Hall of Fame? None of us have done anything to be in a Hall of Fame.
What have I done?
Compelling case.
What a good point. Well, there was the donut thing where I ate all those donuts and then performed as Romeo.
But I think that was in high school, though, right? that's a North Carolina Hall of Fame situation.
Okay. But here's my question to the two of you. Totally derailed there. What other baseball players should be in various states' Hall of Fames? Or maybe specifically the state that you are from. Who else would you induct? You've now been put in charge of your state's Hall of Fame. So, Gemma, you're in charge of the Michigan Hall of Fame. Ian, you're in charge of the New Jersey Hall of Fame. And I'm in charge of the North Carolina Hall of Fame. Which baseball players and maybe other people would you induct into your state's Hall of Fame, Gemma?
Well, baseball players, as far as it goes, I think there's a pretty obvious one for us, which is Derek Jeter, because Kalamazoo, who's lived in Michigan. I mean, yeah, he's a Yankee, but also he's from Kalamazoo. Everyone knows that. I actually think there is a Michigan Hall of Fame, and I think he is in it. Just like Madonna, who's also from Michigan.
Yeah, but Madonna is like straight up.
Wait, she's not British.
Well, that was my thing, right? Because like, there aren't that many Michiganders that I could think of, like people who went to high school there, who like really grew up there. Like DJ LeMay, he was one. He went to Brother Rice, which is pretty close to where I grew up. A Matt Shoemaker was born there, but isn't like so much a Michigander, but we have the same birthday and I'm also from Michigan, so I counted it. Also, I learned that Jason Veritek was born in the same city that I was born in Michigan.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So he is honorably in it because of our similar birthdays, though he did not grow up in Michigan. So those are my baseball players.
If you were a catcher, what would you have on your nameplate? Like he had Tech. Would you just...
We discussed this the other day, the Michigan connection. It would be G-Rabbit.
That's right. That's right. G-Rabbit.
Awful.
What else you got in your Michigander Hall of Fame?
Well, those are my baseball players. I mean, in terms of other people.
Give me somebody else. Obviously Eminem, but like who other?
Oh, well, Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell. I didn't know she was
Kristen
from
Bell
Michigan.
Went to my rival high school, Adams High School. Ooh. She seems cool. She used to be at the Leo's Coney Island in Royal Oak all the time.
Huh. Why are there so many Coney Islands?
It's a franchise. Business like Coney Island.
No. I mean, like everybody has a Coney Island. Like, there's a Ohio Coney Island. There's a New York Coney Island. There's a Michigan Coney Island. Why?
It's Coney Island's a hot dog.
Yeah,
in Michigan.
It's like a diner, like a franchise diner.
So it's named after New York and or Ohio.
Yes, New York. Okay. But it's like a place you go to get like a chili covered hot dog at like 1 a.m.
Did they name it after Nathan's Coney Island?
Unclear.
It's a weird thing. Probably. Because, like, it's called Coney Island, which is a place in New York, but the thing only exists in Michigan and not in New York.
Yeah. Well, Nathan's Coney Dog is like different from what you get at Nathan's.
Yeah. Well,
right. That's what
again. There's a Cincinnati Coney too.
Yeah.
Okay. I've totally derailed the
podcast. Anyway, we did do a podcast about this a while ago. If you want to look back, whenever I talked about Justin Upton for like 20 minutes when he first signed with Detroit,
right.
I went on a huge tangent about Coney Island.
So I remember that. Ian, who, in addition to Al Leiter and Meryl Streep, and Shaq and Albert Einstein, would you welcome to the New Jersey Hall of Fame?
If you thought the podcast was previously derailed, just strap in. So I have a few thoughts. One, shout out to Al Leiter. He deserves induction for being a Mets great. And also, like, he was very much around in New Jersey and New York when I was younger. He was, like, on the Mets then. He did, like, a ton. I met Al Leiter, like, 5 times. I'm not even kidding. He did, like, a ton of charity work and just random events.
Oh, I assumed he was just hanging out at, like,
Ian went to so many proms. He's met Al Leiter so many times.
I thought, like, just when you get off at, like, a turnpike rest stop, he's there.
It was basically that.
The Walt Whitman turnpike rest stop.
We need to talk about the New Jersey Hall of Fame, which I'm from New Jersey.
Are you in the New Jersey Hall of Fame?
It's a life goal to be inducted after I found out that it existed. I did not know that it existed. I'm still unclear whether it's a physical Hall of Fame or just like a status. The website did say, though, it is soon coming to Newark Airport.
Yes.
Which is amazingly on brand. So I'm not sure if like there is a museum somewhere or it's just going to be exhibit in Newark Airport, which will be great because Newark Airport might be like the pinnacle of New Jersey.
Can we talk about how Newark Airport is part of the tri-state airport like world, and yet it gets none of the hate that LaGuardia gets, despite being as bad, if not worse?
It's not worse.
I just want to put a pin in that.
The slogan of the New Jersey Hall of Fame, I think not ironically, is "Everyone needs a hero." Which we do. And I need one with Genoa salami, provolone, the shredded lettuce, oil and vinegar.
So who would you add? Who would you add to the New Jersey
Hall?
Well,
let me tell you, some people have already been added.
Oh, good. Okay.
Last year's class, there were like 20 people inducted last year, but it included Connie Chung, Wyclef Jean, Ray Liotta, of course, and Kelly Ripa. Those were among last year's
inductees. Imagine a dinner party with these people.
I would love to.
That would be great, right?
Wait, also, I don't remember if he was inducted this year or is being inducted, Steve Van Zandt. How did you establish the New Jersey Hall of Fame without inducting Steve Van Zandt as like the first person?
I feel like literally every member of the E Street Band should be in.
Maybe they're doing like one at a time.
You should stretch out make them all come to every
E
party.
Street Band and Sopranos. That's like double New Jersey.
Okay.
I pledge that if this is a building now or when it comes to Newark Airport, I will go to the New Jersey Hall of Fame. I will pay my respects.
Major League Baseball.
Yeah, Mike Trout, put him in.
Oh, easy.
That's a good one. That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Just ban every other player.
Yeah, I didn't look up who else the other players are in New Jersey.
Okay.
What I would like to say.
Yes.
Is that
we're getting serious now.
Yeah. There should be a separate Hall of Fame for North Jersey. Because like Mike Trout is from New Jersey, but I don't feel much kinship because he's from like the weird Philadelphia part.
That we're gonna get extremely micro-targety here, but is there such a thing? as Central Jersey? Yes or no?
Mike Trout is from Central Jersey.
Okay. Just because this is a,
but that's
a topic of
from
debate.
Where you're from.
This
I'm from North Jersey.
Okay. Okay.
This is like asking a New Yorker what upstate New York is or whatever. So there, people get very
Yeah. I've heard the Central Jersey deniers. That doesn't make any sense.
I didn't know which side of the debate.
I guess
you're
that's
on.
True of my Michigan thing too. Is like I basically don't consider it. I'm like maybe there are people from outside of southeastern Michigan. I don't know who they are.
Yeah. Well, it seems like the Michigan thing is like there's Detroit and Michigan, yeah, and those are very different things.
Yeah, yeah. And the UP, I don't even know what happens up there.
That would be the Upper Peninsula. Yeah. For those of you who are not familiar with the jargon.
Yes.
New Jersey, North and South Jersey are very different. Central Jersey is like, it sort of leans south, I would say, but it's its own thing too.
Let me talk about the great state of North Carolina for a second. That's right. We're the state of barbecue. We're the state of cookout. We're the state of Bojangles. We're the state of sweet tea.
It's just food.
Is this a tourism ad right now? What's happening?
We're the state that you go to when you want to eat something that is delicious and watch some great baseball players. Because here is a list.
This is like a Dakota's filibuster speech.
Yeah. Here is a list of some of the great baseball players from the state of North Carolina.
Yes, this is his filibuster speech.
Enos Slaughter. Catfish Hunter. Catfish Hunter. Also, catfish, a delicious food prepared in North Carolina. Gaylord Perry. Madison Bumgarner. Are you familiar with him? Oh, that's right. Three-time World Series champion. Madison Bumgarner. Got you born North Carolina. Mark Grace, Greg Holland, Brandon Phillips, dat dude, before he was dat duding, was driving on I-77. Chris Archer.
The highlight of things to do in North Carolina is drive on I-77.
Corey and Kyle Seager. That's right, the Seagers. They're from North Carolina. Not Pete, though. I don't think he's from North Carolina. Ryan Zimmerman, Will Myers, Alex Wood. What an illustrious list of baseball players. There are many more who I did not name, who I could have named, who are from the greater Carolina.
Ryan Zimmerman's not from Virginia?
No, he's from, I mean, he's from Virginia.
Did he go to UVA?
Yeah, that's the thing. There are a lot of people born in Michigan
like
who are not
he grew
from
up in Virginia.
And then I would like to talk about some of our celebrities.
What?
Cheating here.
Yeah, can we fact check this list?
Ben Folds. Probably the mayor of North Carolina, which is a thing. Michael Jordan. John Coltrane. That's right. Those are some of the illustrious names of people who are from the beautiful and glorious state of North Carolina. And, of course, yours truly. Although I was not born there. I should throw that out there. I was born in Florida, which is worse than North Carolina. All of those people should be in the Hall of Fame. That's my take, is that those are all great Americans and great North
Carolina.
Do you
think that anyone who's ever stepped foot in North Carolina that you personally like should be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes. I do. Nelly. I didn't even have him on the list. Nelly, part
Michael
owner.
Michael Jordan.
I did. I said Michael Jordan. Oh. You were not listening.
Was it?
You were not listening to my impassioned plea for the state of North Carolina, which I could not leave fast enough. All right, let us now. We are out of time, so we have to summarize the podcast into 140 characters. One tweet that, or 280 characters. One tweet that accurately and adequately condensed our podcast into one bite-sized chunk. We actually had a couple tweets from last week. If you listened, you know that we talked about various MLB Network specials that we think would be really fun, in addition to the best bat flips of all time. I wanted to read a couple. This first section comes from Tanner Wise at Tanner_Wise24. He says, the best of the unassisted triple play. That would be great.
That would be
great. I'd watch an hour of that. I know there's not that many, but I'd just replay it over and over again. And Trisha Nocidi, that's at TNOCITI, she says, the bullpen boredom compilation. Who wouldn't love that?
That would be fun.
You know, there's eye rolls, hacky sack, all of the above. I would love that. Okay, so thank you. And if you have summaries of the podcast, you can tweet them at Cut4 with hashtag Cut4Cast. But now I must ask Gemma and Ian to give me your 280 character summaries of this very episode of the Cut Forecast. Ian is currently on his phone, which means that he is ready to tweet. That's the universal sign for ready to tweet. Ian, give me your tweet.
Everyone needs a hero. And mine is future prom attender Callie.
Aww.
Hashtag cut forecast.
What a wonderful Aww. Tweet.
Yeah, I was ready to tweet. Wow. I nailed it.
Wow, that was really sweet, Ian.
That was a good tweet.
I like that.
Gemma, What do you have on the Twitter front?
Well, now I feel kind of bad because I was planning one that was going to be snarky about Ian's tweet, but now it was a nice tweet.
Yeah, what are you going to
do? I'm just, I don't know.
Flailing.
I'm still going to do it because whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If this tweet gets 500,000 retweets, Ian will go to the New Jersey Hall of Fame so many times with new Braves mascot Blooper.
I assumed it was going to be, you should be inducted into the Michigan Hall of Fame.
I should not. I have not done anything worthy of being inducted.
Getting 500,000 retweets would be enough. Yes. I think that would be worthy.
I should be put in charge of the Michigan Hall of Fame if I get 500,000 retweets.
Okay, here's mine. Don't go to prom. Period. Don't watch the Super Bowl. Period. Don't watch another baseball game, Alex. Period. Come to the North Carolina Hall of Fame, colon, who knows, you might get inducted yourself. Period. Hashtag cut forecast.
I like that.
Yeah, you do. That was a good tweet. If you have a tweet, though, that better encapsulates our podcast in one bite-sized chunk, please tweet at us at Cut4 with the hashtag Cut4Cast. You can get MLB.com/Cut4 and read all of the articles that we write on a daily, monthly, weekly basis. I went in the wrong order there, but you understand. You can go to Facebook.com/Cut4, like our page, and all of the many articles will populate your newsfeed. You can go to Twitter and follow us at Cut4. You can send us an email. cut4cast@mlb.com. That's cut4cast@mlb.com. Questions, comments, queries. If you want to go deep into what actually is North Jersey, Central Jersey, South Jersey, you can email that email address and Ian will probably tell you you're wrong. This is a podcast. You can go to Apple Podcasts or wherever else you get your podcasts and subscribe there. If while you're there, you just happen to see the review and rating section of the podcast and you're like, hey, I have nothing to do for the next minute, I'll leave a rating. Do it, please. It helps other people find the show. Ian, thank you for appearing on this week's episode of the Cut4Cast.
Thank you for having me. Every time we discover New Jersey State Hall of Fame, I will attend the
Cut4Cast. Gemma, thank you as always for appearing on the Cut4Cast, although I guess not last week. But thank you for returning to the Cut4Cast.
I'm glad to be back.
We are glad to have you back. But mostly, thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week.